So there I was, curled up in the back of Slim's pickup and as happy as a mog in a hog hole. As happy as a hog in a molehill. As happy as a hog in a mud hole, let's say. And everything was hunky-dory. Couldn't have been better. I was the happiest, luckiest dog in the whole world, and it didn't bother me at all that Slim was inside the hotel, sleeping on a nice soft bed, while I was out in the... To be real honest, the floor of Slim's pickup bed was pretty hard. But I'm not the kind of dog who complains about every little thing. No, sleeping in the pickup was just fine until... I heard this sound, see? At first, I thought it was an owl.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
And I tried to go back to sleep. But then I heard it again, and this time, I wasn't so sure it was an owl. I mean, it was kind of a creepy sound. Very creepy. I lifted my head, narrowed my eyes, and peered into the darkness. I heard the creepy sound again, and this time I also saw something. It moved. Something was out there in the darkness, moving around and making spooky sounds. And the longer I looked and watched and listened, the more convinced I became that this was some kind of monster. Have we discussed monsters? Maybe not, but maybe we'd better. I don't like monsters. Never have. Monsters and I don't get along. And when a monster comes creeping into my territory, I don't just sit there looking simple. I bark. And that's just what I did, fellers. I spread all four legs, got a good firm grip on the bed of the pickup, and began firing off round after round of massive anti-monster barks. Big barks. Huge barks. Barks that rolled into the distance and were certain to incapacitate any monsters that were lurking around out there in the... Huh? Off to my right, I heard the sound of... Was that a window being opened? Yes, someone or something was opening a window. So I swung the barrel of my barking cannon around, took aim at the new sound, and... Shh! Shut up that barking, you dingbat. Huh? Dingbat? All at once, I